This episode is the first in our new series, Crisis Counsels from the Scriptures, in which Dr. David Palmer will present examples from biblical stories that we can cling to in these turbulent times. This will be in addition to our regular weekly sermon podcasts. To read these posts, sign up to have them delivered daily to your email, or view our live services, please visit www.kentmethodist.org. Enjoy!
The Bible recounts many times of crisis in the story of the people of Israel. One of those is described in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. During the reign of Jehoshaphat, the people of Judah were subjected to an enormous invasion. The scripture reports, messengers came and told Jehoshaphat, "A great multitude is coming against you." We, of course, are experiencing an enormous invasion today, an invisible one, but no less threatening. What would King Jehoshaphat do? His primary response was to pray. In his initial prayer, he recalled the power of God. He said, "O Lord, God of our ancestors, you are God in heaven. You rule over all. In your hand are power and might." There are many specific actions that we are all taking to respond to the coronavirus, but the scripture reminds us that the most crucial action to take is to look to God in prayer. We need to remember that God is at work with power. God is here to sustain and guide. Prayer is the action of opening ourselves in trust to God to experience anew God's gracious help. Let's pray. Move us, O Lord, to meet this crisis with prayer and to have the assurance that you are at work today.